This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Hey team, really quick, it's the second anniversary of the Yes Vote and it's happening what's happening now. I want to know.
Tomorrow.
Where were you when it was announced?
Oh, it's such a good memory. You go first. You're in the studio.
I was in the studio. I was here in the morning on air and then I raced down to the front of the library to hear it. Then I came back here and then we spent the rest of the day on air talking to everyone all around Australia. I had a great day.
That's great.
But you know what was the best feeling? It was that night when they closed the road down out the front of Trade Hall.
And
we all got to dance.
In the rain, with free drinks.
That's so cool.
It was unreal.
Everyone was just so happy.
Well, my memory's a little different because I actually had an audition set for that morning and I was devastated that the audition was set when I wouldn't know because, you know, and I had my daughter, she would have been three at the time. And I found out the audition got changed to the next day. So we raced, myself and my three-year-old raced. We got in the car and my train station's 300 metres away. We got in the car because the train was coming, the one that would get us to Melbourne Central. We thought we'd have a few minutes. Then there was people on the tracks and stuff. So we got there and there was a girl on the train had it on her phone and I was like, I can't get it on my phone. Like, let's hear it. Anyway, I had my three-year-old going up the escalator and I said, come on, Bubba, you can do it. She's getting too heavy for me. She's like, I'm with you, Mama. I'm with you. Aww. And she ran like the bejeebers with her little rainbow flag, which is one of her favourite little things. And we ran out and we come to the opening of Melbourne Central and a tram's going past and it was literally 3 seconds before they said what the results were, and Adia is like, did we make it, Mama? Did we make it? And I heard it. I started instantly crying, and she said, oh, Mama, are you crying because there's so many people with two mummies or two daddies? Aww. And it was because she saw so many rainbow flags. Aww. And she really obviously feels part of that, the rainbow flag's hers. And she was like, this is the best party ever. And then we ended up going to a bar, and she became the only kid. So she was this little mascot that everyone had pictures. And then we ended up where Tom was saying. But another thing is we saw Tom and Wayne doing all the rallies. So she'd come to all that and it was pretty special.
Oh, that's exciting.
And now we're getting married.
I'm getting married in
3 weeks. So
congratulations.
Thanks.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, it was a big deal.
Loser.
Where were you, Mike? You're probably still at high school. Were
you? No.
Still in your mum's womb.
I was 19 and I just finished youth working at the Reed Foundation and I was driving home and had the radio cranked. And it was a sunny day. I think it was sunny. It was warm. Yeah, it was a good day. And it was rainbow, because it was in Collingwood, there was rainbow flags everywhere, just lines out the streets. And it was cool. It was a really cool feeling. And the Reach Foundation, they were celebrating that day. They had a big party at the foundation. It was massive.
We were driving home in a taxi over the Westgate after we danced in the street.
Yeah.
And it was starting to rain. And I get scared when other people are driving in the rain. I think we're going to crash.
I panic.
And I said to Wayne, I looked at him and I go, you know what, if we crashed and died now, I'd be happy. And he looked at me, what? And I thought, do you know what, I thought about my children and they're all smart and doing their thing. And I said, and legally we're allowed to get married. There's nothing more in life that would make me happy. But I still haven't married him.
And now he's got other things to be upset about.
He's waited that long.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.